today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Sukkah, the last Mishnah of Maseches Sukkah, and learn the first Mishnah of Maseches Beitzah. So, to conclude Maseches Sukkah, after we learned the halacha that when Yom Tov ended on a Friday or started on a Sunday, so we learned about how the Lechem HaPanim was divided among all of the Mishmaros. So the Mishnah talks about what happens if the Yom Tov ended on a Thursday or started on a Monday, where you did have a one-day buffer zone for people, for Kohanim, who wanted to be able to get home or to spend Shabbos at home before Yom Tov started, where they were able to travel. So Chal Lios Yom Echol Dahafsek Bein HaTayim. If there was one day in between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mishmar Shezmanu Kavua Hayad Notel Eser Chalos, then the Mishmar, whose turn it actually was, would take 10 of the 12 loaves of Lechem HaPanim, Vamis Akev Notel Shtayim, and the Kohanim of the other Mishmar, who happened to have been in the Beis HaMikdash, either because they came a little early before Yom Tov or stayed a little bit late after Yom Tov, they had to divide the remaining two loaves of the Lechem HaPanim. Now, in all of these cases, they are when Yom Tov is either on Shabbos, next to Shabbos, or a day removed from Shabbos, those are all exceptions to the rule. But what we haven't learned is, what was the actual rule? How would they actually divide the Lechem HaPanim on a regular Shabbos? So, Ubishar Yimos Hashanah, throughout the rest of the Shabboses of the year, Hanichnas Notel Sheish VaYotzi Notel Sheish. The Mishmar that was coming in to work the following week would take six loaves of bread, and the Mishmar that was leaving would take six loaves of the Lechem HaPanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was not divided evenly. Hanichnas Notel Sheva VaYotzi Notel Chamesh. The incoming Mishmar would take seven of the loaves, the outgoing Mishmar would take five of the loaves. Now, each Mishmar would then divide it, their loaves among their Kohanim, and that had to be done in a very special place. The incoming Mishmar would divide up their loaves in the northern part of the Azara, which is the more chashuv part of the Azara, to show that they just got there and they're ready to start their avoda. The outgoing Mishmar were ready to leave already, so they would do it in the southern part of the Azara. Now, there was one Mishmar that was punished and lost a number of privileges, including the right to divide the Lechem HaPanim in the more chashuv a part of the Azara, even when they were on their way in. Bilga li olam chalekas bedarim. The Mishmar called Bilga always had to divide their loaves of Lechem HaPanim in the southern part of the Azara, even when they were incoming and not outgoing. And another way that Bilga was punished was vitavata kavua, the ring that would hold the animals' necks down, which would make it easier to shech the animals, was their taba'as, was their ring was like screwed to the ground, so they couldn't use it, and they had to use that to borrow, the ring from another mishmar. V'chalona stuma, and their cubby where they would keep their knives was sealed closed, so they couldn't use it. They had to use a cubby of another mishmar. The reason Bilga was punished was because the Gemara tells the story that one of the daughters from Bilga was very rebellious, rebelled against Klal Yisrael and the whole avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, and would shout at the mizbeach when the Greeks invaded the Heichal. She banged her shoe on the Mizbeach, and she shouted, "Wolf, wolf! You're devouring all of the money of Klal Yisrael." So they punished the entire Mishmar because they assumed that where does she get such language? Where does she learn to talk like that? It must be something that she heard. Ome avia, ome ima, shusa diyanuka. What children say from the mouths of babes is, ome avia, ome ima, comes from her mother or her father. So now we move on to Maseches Beitzah. Now the big controversy about Maseches Beitzah is it Maseches Beitzah or Maseches Beya? So the actual place where that conversation happens is in the Mefarshei HaMishnayis on the side of the Yachin Boaz Mishnayis. Whether Beya is used because Beitzah is considered to be not a Lashon Naki, or Beitzah is used because that's the actual word. So generally speaking, the rule is Chayev Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo. A person is supposed to pronounce things the way their own Rebbeim pronounce things. Rav Shechter calls it Maseches Beitzah, so I too will call it Maseches Beitzah. I hope nobody is offended by that. So now, the halacha is that anything that is not prepared for Yom Tov is not allowed to be eaten or moved. It's muktzah on Yom Tov. So if you have a tarnagolas that's meant to lay eggs, you're not allowed to shecht it and eat from it on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to eat the eggs that it lays on Yom Tov. Our Mishnah, though, talks about a tarnagolas that's meant to be eaten, and then it happened to lay an egg on Yom Tov. So the egg itself doesn't have a din of muktzah because the tarnagolus itself was muchan, and meaning it was designated to be eaten, and you're allowed to shecht if needed on Yom Tov. The beitza that it laid on Yom Tov, we know had been completely formed in the body from Erev Yom Tov, and therefore you'd be allowed to eat that meikra din Yom Tov as well. But that's only if Erev Yom Tov was a weekday. If Erev Yom Tov was a Shabbos, then a beitza that's nolad be Yom Tov was nigmar, it became fully formed on Shabbos, so it turns out that Shabbos is preparing for a Yom Tov. So, and that's not okay. You're not allowed to have a hachana from Shabbos to a Yom Tov, only from a Yom Chol to a Yom Tov. So that's why we have a machlokas in our mission between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we go there on every Yom Tov, that a beitza that's nolad on every Yom Tov should be treated like muktzah, or to a beitza that's nolad on a Yom Tov that it follows immediately after a Shabbos. So beitza shnol to be Yom Tov. If you have a beitza that a chicken lays on Yom Tov, and again, it's a tarnagolas that's meant to be eaten, Beis Shammai Yomrim te'achel, that you're allowed to eat such an egg on Yom Tov, because it's not muksa. The tarnagolas was muchan, the egg was muchan in the guf of the tarnagolas on Erev Yom Tov, and we don't have to make a gzeira for every Yom Tov, or to a Yom Tov that comes after a Shabbos. The Beis Hillel says, no, you cannot eat the egg on that day, because since it's Aser on a Yom Tov that follows a Shabbos, because you can't have a Hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so too there were gozer for every Yom Tov that you're not allowed to have that beitza. You're not allowed to eat that beitza on Yom Tov. So this is one of the unique cases that Beis Shammai were the Mekilim and Beis Hillel are the Machmirim. So now the Mishnah tells us about an Isra of Chametz BePesach, where also Beis Shammai is among the Mekilim and Beis Hillel is among the Machmirim. Beis Shammai Omrim Sa'or B'Kazayus. The shear of the Isra Sa'or, which is the yeast that causes the dough to rise, is a Kazayus V'Chametz B'Chakoseves. But the shear of the Isra of Chametz is a Koseves, which is a date has just begun to dry, and it's much bigger than a kazayis, but it's smaller than a kebetza. Ubeisulam zevazeba kazayis, that both chametz and sa'or, the shear is a kazayis. So the Gemara explains, as far as the Yisra of Achilas chametz, everyone agrees that both are a kazayis, because it says, Shivasam sa'or lo yimatsi b'batechem, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nechus nevshehime adas Yisrael. So it starts with sa'or, and then the pasuk shifts in the middle to chametz to tell you that sa'or and chametz are similar to each other, that they have the same shear. The whole machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about biur chametz, that it says lo yirai lecha chametz v'lo yirai lecha sa'or b'chol gvulecha. So Beis Shammai holds that since when it comes to biur, chametz and sa'or are mentioned together, so it's telling me that chametz and sa'or are each identified, so it's telling me that they have different shiurim, and even though they have the same shear for achila, for biur they have different shiurim. But when the Sa'or, that's machmetz dough, is a kazayus chametz, is a little more kal, and you only violate pal yira'a if it's a kosevis. But Beis Hillel holds that we learn the shirim of bir chametz from, meaning the shirim of bal yira'a from the shir of the Yisra Achila. So just like the Yisra Achila zevizeb kazayis, so too when it comes to the Yisra bal yira'a, lechiv to be mevar the chametz, it's also zevizeb kazayis. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches of Perek Hei of Masech Sukkah, the very last Mishnah of Masech Sukkah, we said that if there is a weekday in between the Yom Tov that just ended and the Shabbos that follows, meaning Yom Tov ends on a Thursday, so there's a Friday in between, or between the Shabbos that precedes a Yom Tov and the Yom Tov that follows, meaning that Yom Tov begins on a Monday, then the Mishmar, whose turn it actually was, would take 10 of the Lechem Apanim and everybody else would take two. Whoever was there would take two. However, throughout the rest of the year, there's a machlokas tanoim how the lechem apanim was divided. Tanakama holds evenly. The mishmar nichnas, mishmar yotze would each take six of the loaves, whereas Yehuda says the mishmar nichnas would take seven of the loaves, the yotze would take five of the loaves. And another difference between them is that the incoming mishmar would divide their loaves in the tzafon, whereas the outgoing mishmar would divide their loaves in the darom, with the exception of Bilga. Bilga always had to divide in the darom because they were punished. So even when they were incoming, they had to divide in the south. And Bilga's tava'as was kavua, their ring was nailed down, and their kavi was sasum, was closed up so that they couldn't use it. And Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a Beitza was nolad on Yom Tov, even though the previous day was a weekday, so technically it should be mutter, Beishamai says you can eat it, Beisilil says that we are machmir, you may not eat it. And once we mentioned that case where Beishamai is more mekel, Beisilil is more machmir, we also mentioned the shear of sa'or and chametz, that Beishamai holds sa'or, the shear is bekazayis, and chametz is bekako seves, and Beisilil says that they're both bekazayis, the shear of both of them is the smallest shear of a kazayis. And as we explained, that's not talking about the Yisra'chila is for sure a kazayis. That's talking about the Yisra, the mitzvah of Biur and the Yisra of Bal Yera'eh. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the first parak of Maseches Beitza, Mishnah Beis.